It took a jury in Texas less than 1 hour to decide. Andrea Yates has been spared the death penalty. Instead, she's been sentenced to life in prison. She'll have to serve at least 40 years before she's eligible for parole. Yates is 37. She was convicted on Tuesday of drowning her children in the bathtub. Shortly after the decision came this afternoon, her husband, Russell Yates, told reporters that he disagrees with the sentence and that his wife is a victim of the judicial system.
All of us in our family, we all stand behind Andrea. None of us wanted her to be found guilty. In fact, most of us were offended that she was even prosecuted. You know, it could be worse. I mean, if she'd been given the death penalty, but it wouldn't have been that much worse.
It's Russell Yates speaking in Houston today. Joining us now is Newsweek reporter Anne Belli-Gesselman, who was in Houston. How did Andrea Yates react to the verdict?
Andrea's reaction was much like all of her reactions during the whole month-long trial, and that was just very stoic.
We heard what her husband said a moment ago. What about reaction from other members of the family?
The only other member of a family that spoke at a press conference right outside the courthouse was her brother, Patrick Kennedy, and he said that while they're relieved that she received the life sentence, that they're very disappointed in the guilty verdict. They felt like this should never have come to this point. So there was a tone of anger still in the family of Andrea that this case was even prosecuted from the beginning, and they said that they hoped that it would highlight the need for more scrutiny of the mental health system and better treatment of the severely mentally ill.
How would you describe the prosecutor's push for the death penalty in this sentencing phase of the trial?
The term that comes to mind is watered down. I don't remember ever having covered a capital case in which I saw both prosecutors really back away in their closing arguments from asking for the death penalty. Usually, by the time you get to that point, there's been a lot of effort put forward, and the prosecutors really believe that the death penalty is the appropriate punishment. In this case, we saw two closing arguments that were both very mild. In fact, one of the prosecutors even went so far to tell the jury that if they returned a verdict of life in prison, that would be the right thing.
Andrea Yates was tried for the murders of three of her children. There are two other children who died. Is there any possibility of there being another murder trial?
The district attorney of Harris County addressed that question in the press conference after the verdict, and he said that there really was no plan to do that. It reserved its right to keep those cases under those charges active only so that they could have a grand jury subpoena right if they ever needed it later in any related cases. But we do not expect her to be charged anymore.
And would you expect her lawyers to appeal either the sentence or the conviction?
Yes, we fully expect her lawyers to appeal the guilty verdict, and that is because of a motion that was made by them first thing this morning in which they learned for the first time and told the court for the first time that some very key evidence and testimony that was given on behalf of the state by the state star witness, Dr. Partsdeet, was false testimony. Not perjury, let me be careful not to say no one accuses him of lying, but there was some testimony that he gave that was later learned to be erroneous. A lot of people think that this is grounds for an appeal and it could be a reversible error.
Well, thanks for filling us in today.
Sure.
Reporter Anne Belli-Gesselman of Newsweek magazine reporting to us from Houston.